It was so close. What does that result tell us about where Germany's headed?
Well, the first thing these results tell us is that Germans are not unified on which party and which chancellor candidate they want to lead their country. The Social Democrats won this election with just 25.7% of the vote. The Christian Democrats came in second with just 24.1%. The top two parties received less than half the votes. Filling out the other half were the Green Party, the Libertarian FDP Party, the far-right AfD Party, and many others.
And so now, as I understand it, a coalition government has to be formed, and that will not be easy.
No, it won't. Because no party received a clear majority, this means that the Social Democrats as well as the Christian Democrats will now be speaking to the smaller parties to see if they can entice them to govern with them. I spoke to Suda David Wilp of the German Marshall Fund about this. She says, we've seen this before in German politics, but never quite like this.
The difference is now that the smaller parties are in the driver's seat. Merkel has left a very fragmented political landscape in Germany. And it looks like it's going to take three parties to form a majority for the next government. So the small parties, the Greens and the FDP, are actually sort of banding together to really call the shots for the next government.
Three parties, that's extraordinary. Who are the smaller parties? What do they want?
So the Greens are an environmentalist progressive party that want to make Germany carbon neutral as quickly as possible. And they've had a profound impact on this election. They've channeled the growing frustration among Germans about climate change into a movement that's forced Germany's two largest parties to change their own platforms on this issue. The FDP is a liberal-minded libertarian party that is all about fiscal responsibility and against high taxes. And what's interesting about these two parties who are now in the driver's seat for coalition talks is that they attracted the most first-time young voters in this election. So in many ways, they represent Germany's future.
Now, that's interesting. So Germany's two top biggest parties are going to have to court the smaller parties in order to form a government. Who's likely to win?
Well, I think Olaf Scholz, the chancellor candidate for the Social Democrats, comes into this with a lot of momentum. He's been able to make big gains for his party in the closing weeks of his campaign. Meanwhile, Armin Laschet, the candidate for the Christian Democrats, has stumbled over and over in his campaign, and he's delivered the worst loss for his party since World War II. It's clear that the Social Democrats are in the best position to form Germany's next government, but it's going to take a lot of haggling.
Okay, and